Now we're going to be talking about the Royal Life Saving Society. The weather is warmer, spring has sprung. And what does that mean? It means pool time. It's also a time then to think about water safety in our kids. And here to give us the best advice on that is Bev Newton. She is the Senior Training and Project Manager of the Royal Life Saving Society. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Bev, I'd say that spring is a good time to check your pool fences and gates if you haven't done it already.
Definitely. With spring bringing warmer weather, children and adults are more likely to start recreating in their backyard pools. So Royal Life Saving Queensland are asking all owners of backyard pools to check their pool fences and their pool gates as a matter of urgency.
So why is it so very important to check that our home pools are secure and safe, Bev?
It's important because children, especially those under five, are curious and fearless, and their love of water puts them at risk of drowning. And tragically, every year in Australia, we lose on average 20 young children to drowning, with half of all drowning deaths in young children occurring in backyard swimming pools. The majority are just aged 1 year old, and this is because the risk of drowning triples at the age of 1 year when children become more mobile.
Why is it that supervision alone is not enough protection, really?
Active supervision is super important, but even that being the best protection against childhood drowning, no parent or caregiver can absolutely watch their children 24 hours a day.
Yeah. What are some of the things that a pool owner should check for, Bev?
There are a couple of things. If it has been wet weather, which can happen during the summer, the conditions can wash away topsoil and weaken fences. So check that no fence posts have come loose from the ground and make sure the gate is still self-closing and self-latching and is never left propped open under any circumstance. Also, attempt to pack pool toys away so they're not an overwhelming temptation, and empty any portable pools or buckets when they're not in use.
Fair enough. Now, is there anything else that pool owners should know about to ensure pool safety?
They do need to spend time checking around the pool fence, the pool gate, and the area that the pool is very secure, and including no furniture or structures that little people can climb or have access to. And by doing this, you can prevent a tragedy. The other thing that they can do is it's also a great time to brush up on CPR skills ahead of summer.
Absolutely. And where can I find out a whole lot more about pool safety and the tips might guys? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you can go to our website at royallifesaving.com.au and click on the pool safety link or call us at our Queensland office on 3823 2823. And we're always very willing to give you more advice regarding pool safety.
Oh, that's great. And Bev, just a few minutes of checking around and doing a little bit of maintenance, if required, could save the life of those beautiful little people in our lives. So let's heed this advice and go right out now and have a look around and make sure that our pool area is safe. Bev Newton from the Royal Life Saving Society, keeping our community connected and really safe. Bev, we do thank you very much. And if people would like to hear this interview again, they can go to our website on 101.5 FM and click on podcast. Thank you for talking to us today, Bev. Look forward to catching up with you next month.
Me too. Thank you.